The Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki held a press conference to talk about the latest political developments in Iraq. During the press conference, the Iraqi Prime Minister mentioned the most recent political disputes among the political parties and alliances, and included the tensions between the central government and the Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG. Al-Maliki said that deploying more Iraqi troops in the oil-rich city of Kirkuk is constitutional, and the Iraqi army should seal the country's borders. Maliki further said that the KRG own heavy weapons such as tanks, artilleries and short-range missiles, saying that these weapons should be owned by the central government.
It's the responsibility of the central government to defend the country, so its military presence across the country is constitutional. But arming the Kurdish Peshmerga with heavy weapons is unconstitutional, as it's the case with confiscating the ex-Iraqi army's heavy weapons and taking them to Kurdistan.
According to his statement, the Iraqi Prime Minister urged the Iraqi president to react as an Iraqi president, not as a leader of a Kurdish political party. He also said that he has suggested the formation of joint forces from the residents of the disputed cities and share the percentage of their recruitment equally among the ethnicities in these areas.
Kurdistan is part of Iraq and the leaders should act according to Iraq's national interests. If Baghdad is destabilized, the entire country will be affected, Kurdistan included.
Political observers criticized the acts of the KRG and said that the Kurdistan politicians should act according to Iraq's interests and set aside their political and personal interests.
We suggested the formation of a joint force for the disputed areas, but the Kurds did not accept.
The KRG Defense Ministry announced that it will defend its posts in the city of Kirkuk and will not start the war against the Iraqi forces.
Political observers have warned of the consequences of the military actions against the Kurdish forces, which took over the oil-rich city of Kirkuk by force, saying that if this happened, it will lead to a civil war in Iraq. Usama Al-Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.